We could try and counsel each other. That could be very dangerous at times, but she's really been helping me. I have had a crummy attitude. Not about anybody in here, okay, Lupe, not about you. I've had a crummy attitude about myself, feeling like a failure, feeling like a loser, feeling like I'm not achieving what I need to or achieve.
I'm beautiful.
Well, you're sweet, but that's how I feel. And Kimmy explained to me, and which we're going to do the exercise in a second because it really meant a lot. She said, Mom, you're going to have to start claiming and knowing what are the good things about you. You have to call them out. You know, I love myself because of this. I love myself because of that. And start concentrating on those things instead of always trying to look for the negative things. You know, we always set up some kind of goals in our head at certain ages. Well, we're going to have this money, we're going to have this house, we're going to have a dog and 3 kids. Or I'm going to have this job, or I'm going to be this, or I'm going to be that. And we put these because when we're little, that's what we're taught. You know, work hard, achieve things. Most of the time, so our ideas of achieving different things are not what God's will is. What your will is should line up with what God wants. We have to get to the point to think, okay, I want to do what God wants me to do. I find myself praying for things that I should not pray for. I keep saying, God, don't you love me, don't you? Well, the things I'm praying for aren't the best for me. So maybe I'm the only one, I don't know. But I know there's a lot of people in here and a lot of people that have big hearts and you love people. But let's try to change our attitude so we can change the world. Wouldn't it be nice if we could change the world? I heard someone say, if you touch one person, one different person's life once a day, you would have changed 365 people's lives. Wouldn't that be nice if we could just pay that forward? And by that, I don't mean giving them money. I mean, you could talk to them, pray for them. Can I help you with your groceries? Can I do this for you? Whatever it is. Right. And that's what it's all about. And the more that, this is what Kimmy was telling me too, the more we start concentrating on other people, what do? Get our eyes off ourselves. I've always struggled with depression and self-pity. So I think that's where the enemy knows to get me at, with all those darts and stuff. You know, because I'm constantly thinking, oh, they don't like me. Oh, they don't like me. Oh, what do they think about me? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I torment myself constantly. I'm a failure. Why didn't God take me instead of David? I mean, especially when the band got hit the other day, I went, David, if you were here, that would have never happened, probably. You know, but I've got to realize David's only been gone 7.5 months. It's not like we're going to get over it fast. And Cindy and Ruth, they know these things because their husbands have died too. It's a daily process. A certain sound, a certain smell, a certain word that's spoken just clicks and it makes your mood change. So we're just going to try something, a little exercise. I want you to think just for a moment of a few things that you do not really care about yourself. Just think of 3 things. I could think of 20, but I'm limited to 3 right now. Just 3 different things that you can think of right now that you don't like about yourself. Just get them in your mind, think about them, look at them. I'm telling you right now, mine is self-pity. Oh my goodness. Woo! I love a pity party. I get just so sensitive and I get angry all at the same time, always expecting something. So I want you all to look at all these 3 things and I want you to put them in your hand right now. Just take those 3 things and just put them in your hand and hold your hand up. You got these 3 things right here. I'm a griper. I'm mean. I expect too much out of people. I want you to put them in your hand and I want you now to repeat after me. Dear God, I take these things right here in my hand and I give them to you. Release them to you. Father, never to bring them back in my life. Father God, thank you.
Father God, thank you.
Now we want to pray that God restores those three things that are lost with something good. Now, I want you to think of three things that you like about yourself. Maybe it's the way you look. Maybe it's the way you have a sense of humor. Maybe it's because you're caring for everybody. Maybe because you just love God. I don't know, whatever it is. I want y'all to think of three things that you love about yourself. Okay, and I want us to thank God. Thank you, God, that this is how you made me. And I love these things. I love these things about me. I want to be more and more like you, Jesus, every day in my walk. Help me to change people's lives. When I enter a room, Father, may your glory shine through me. And I want you to concentrate this week on the things. Well, Kimmy, you can explain it. Go ahead and tell it in your words. I don't want to take everything away from you.
What part? I'm sorry.
About the things that you love about yourself. Because you've had to do it.
Instead of, like Mom was saying, we always want to focus on, you know, man, I just don't know if this weight's ever going to come off. I'm just always going to be overweight, or I'm just so negative and no one likes me. Whatever it is, and we just need to learn how to love ourselves. And I was trying to explain that to Mom, and of course her first reaction is, but I don't like anything about myself. Because I'm like, write down three things. And she's like, but I don't like anything. I'm like, well, it doesn't have to be about appearance. It can be like, okay, I like that I'm always there for someone when they need me, or I like that I always want to help others, or that I have a good sense of humor. Whatever it may be, we need to write those down so we don't forget. Something I always did, and it's still up, is I have self-image issues, and I would always put on my mirror, you're beautiful, you're funny, God loves you, and put some scriptures up there. Whatever it is, we need to be thankful for, because we were made in God's image. He knew exactly what we're going to look like, and he thinks we're beautiful. Just as if you have a kid or a grandkid, you think that they're beautiful, and when they say, oh, I'm ugly or anything, it breaks your heart. I was trying to tell Mom that, you know, I just imagine that that would break God's heart. Just as if her granddaughter Isabella was like, you know how much you love her and how precious she is. If she came to you and was like, oh, I'm ugly and I just have no self-worth, that would just break your heart, and God just loves you that much more. So just do something this week and, you know, write down the things you love and then write down the things that you want to work on. And I think that really just helps you get in the right set of mindset.
Yeah, that's good. Still back to changing the world. And you say, well, you know, Chris, I'm not a loudmouth like you. I'm very shy. You know, the Holy Spirit works a lot better when we're outside of that box that we keep ourselves in. When you're nervous, or when you think, oh, I better not say anything because they're going to, you know, reject me. Rejection comes from the devil, not from God. When we're out there doing what God wants us to, or going up to a person and go, you know what? God really loves you today. Whatever it is, when you step out of that comfort zone, God's going to bless you. So, this is our homework. Want us to try one person every day. I don't know what God's going to have you do for them. But we want to change 360, well, we're kind of late on it now, but we may have to do two or three one day. We want to change the world in 365 days. I want you to get out of your comfort zone, whether you need to call somebody, send them a card, whatever it is, I want you to affect one other person besides yourself every day. Mm-hmm. Now, by the time we get back, we're going to have six or seven people that we've affected already. And the more we emphasize, this is for me especially, really, because I'm telling you, I've been in a dark place over and over. The devil knows how to get me for that, and I listen to him, and that's wrong. You know, if things are coming at you negatively, or telling you people would be better off without you, or you're such a burden to everybody, why don't you just go away? That's coming from the enemy. That's not God, because God loves you right where you are. God accepts you. God is the only one that accepts you. And I have an issue with rejection. I've tried to figure it out, but I don't want to blame my parents. My dad was overly affectionate, oh, babe, you're so cute. Oh, you're so smart. Mother really wasn't like that. I guess she was just being truthful. But, you know, there was some bonds that weren't united there. So I struggle with that. And lots of times I do silly things to try to get attention, even if it's negative attention. So I need to stop that and just be holy and let people see God through me, not being silly and trying to get a laugh out of somebody. So we all have issues to work on. Some of us have anger issues. Some of us have lots of issues. So if we can work on that and change one person's life a day, we're going to come back victorious next Sunday. And we're going to have a lot of praises. Everyone should have a praise about what happened when you went out of your way to affect somebody's life. Like one day at Christmas, it was Christmas Eve, I think. Kimmy and I went to McDonald's, of course. And we got breakfast, and God said, pay for the guy behind you. And I said, oh my gosh, I'm looking. No, do I have the money? Do I have the money? And I think I had $5. So I just went, ma'am, how much is the man behind me? $4.32. I went, oh, darn it. I went, okay, I want to pay for his, okay? Well, we went and parked, and he drove his truck up by my car, and he rolled down the window, and he said, Merry Christmas. The man was playing Santa Claus at Town East. He looked just like Santa Claus. And I went, I do believe. But he went, thank you. I said, I just wanted to let you know that Merry Christmas, and that I love you, and that she loves you, and God loves you. And he went, that is so nice. It was only $4.32. We can find that at our couch with a lot of other stuff. But, you know, I was trying to go, no, I don't have enough money. Oh, no. And God knew, you got $5. It's not going to be over $5. If you do what I tell you, you're going to have it. So let's start being obedient and change people's life. Does that sound like a good thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Wouldn't that be nice if someone wants to come up and change your life tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am.
You remember the show The Millionaire? He would just pick out people with his bag and go, here. But he couldn't say anything, I think. He couldn't tell you why or what it was or something. Wouldn't that be wonderful if someone just walked up and went, here. Here's a little bit of money to let you go by. Just see if you can get by. But, you know, that's not going to happen. But, hey, you never know. God has blessed me over and over with money when we have struggled for paying the mortgage and the light bill and stuff. I mean, right when I'm going, okay, God, we're at the end. I mean, the next day, the next hour, he will just... I mean, if your will is what God's will is, and if you're praying for something and that's what God wants you to have, you'll get it. And see, that's where I get crazy sometimes, because the things I pray for sometimes has sin in it. And that's not going to be God's will. So if it has sin in it, it's not going to happen. If it's, and by sin, I mean if it's something that may hurt somebody else, or it's for selfish reasons, or lustful reasons, or envious reasons. So let's just all try to realize that God is a loving God. He's a living God. And he loves you. He loves everything about you. He just loves you. And it's so hard for me to get that sometimes. Because I keep thinking, if you love me, you wouldn't have taken David. And, you know, and people go, oh, you shouldn't question that. Well, I feel like God's my best friend. And David was my friend and my pastor. But, you know, one day we'll find out, you know, when we get to heaven, you're not even going to want to know why. Because we're going to be so glorifying the Lord and being in his presence, we're not going to want to know anything besides just praising him. So I just want to encourage you this week, every day, make an effort to do something nice for somebody else. Go out of your way. And I want to know what y'all did. I'm excited. I'm going to write down what I did. And those things we gave to God, don't bring it back in. Just know that God loves you right where you are. If we just keep him on the throne, that's what we got to do, because he is a jealous God. Very jealous God. So I've taken up your time enough. I'm sorry. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for all the things that you do for us, even things that I don't realize that you do. I thank you for them. Father, how you keep us away from wrecks, how you keep us away from being harmed in any way. Father, thank you that you are omnipotent. Thank you, Lord, that you are omniscient. I can't say it. You know everything. Thank you. Thank you that you're just the most powerful and wonderful thing there ever, ever, ever is and ever will be. One day we'll get to see the people that have already gone on because of your Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.